This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
So when you get the first product, all right, the next thing is how do you market it? Are you thinking at yourself, do I need a brick and mortar, or is it just like, I'm just solely e-commerce this thing and get it in the right hands?
Yeah. So in the beginning with Act of Faith, I there were two big Christian sports apparel, Christian retailers at the time, Family Christian and Lifeway. I'm thinking once I pitch them this idea, they picking me up, we launching, we gone. They all told me they'd never heard of Christian sports apparel before. Mm-hmm. So they were like, this isn't going to work. So I actually went the e-commerce route by necessity, but it ended up being a blessing. You know what I mean? I utilized my existing network. The funny thing, the thing that actually put Act of Faith on the map that gave us our first big exposure was, you guys remember Lynn Sanity?
Yeah.
All right. So Jeremy's a close friend of mine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he was wearing wristbands from my company. So I got these wristbands that said Act of Faith. The tagline was, in Jesus' name I play. Instead of in Jesus' name I pray, the tagline was, in Jesus' name I play. And so I was sending these wristbands out to all the basketball players that I knew that would understand this concept of a faith-based sports apparel brand. Jeremy was one of them. He was in the D-League at the time when I first got him the wristbands. And the Rockets called him up. We met for lunch, gave him some wristbands. They cut him. The Knicks call him up, but he's at the end of the bench. Nobody saw that coming. Mm-hmm. And it was 2 weeks after the Knicks had signed him. They came back in town to play the Rockets. We went to lunch again. I was like, yo, let me give you these orange wristbands to match the Knicks uniform. And it was probably 2 weeks after that, I think Baron Davis got hurt. Whoever the two-point guards were that were in front of him got hurt, and yeah, he was forced into this role. And you know what happened with Lynn Sanity. And so he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, Time Magazine, everything you could think of, laying the ball up, and you see Act of Faith, and you see these wristbands on his wrist. I mean, you go look at it right now, look up any picture, you're going to see him wearing these wristbands. And, man, USA Today reached out to do a story on it. Next thing I know, my website crashing because everybody in America was trying to get these wristbands that he was wearing. And then we were getting all this traffic from China and Taiwan. So first year out the gate with Active Faith, we did $300,000 in revenue off wristbands. Wow. Yeah. So, man, that's how I got started, man. And then, you know, having that initial audience that saw the wristbands when I introduced the apparel, it just kind of, you know, did its thing. We went from 300,000 to it jumped from 300,000 to 1.5 million to 6 million to 8.5 million. Like, it was something that was just moving at a speed that, you know, to this day, it's hard to really put it into words what was happening. I mean, I had friends at my mom's house filling orders. You know, my mom's house, I turned my mom's house into an order fulfillment facility, you know what I'm saying? And was feeding my friends pizza to help have them come over and help me fill orders. So, yeah, that's how the first thing got off the ground.
So, okay. So you get that going.
Yep.
You're taking that money and then starting with Actively Black? Is that how that started?
Man, so like I said, so Steph was my business partner also. And at the time, you got to remember, he wasn't the guy that everybody sees now. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't realize those ankle injuries and the surgeries that he had that second year in the league, you could be looking at a Grant Hill trajectory with Steph versus what he's on. So, man, the people wasn't checking for him like that, but he was rocking with me. He was rocking with the brand. Same thing with him. He gets healthy. He wins multiple MVPs. To this day, he doesn't play a game without wearing his Active Faith wristband. He still wears them every single game. But I was having some personal experiences that were challenging what I was doing with Active Faith. So I hid myself from people knowing who the founder of Active Faith was. In fact, my Instagram was private up until I launched Actively Black, my personal Instagram. Mm-hmm. Over 60% of my customer base for Active Faith are evangelical Christians, which in this country could be synonymous with racist. I didn't want them to know that it was this black man who was behind the brand. And so you couldn't find my name on the website. I wasn't on the social media, none of that. And that started to bother me internally. You know what I mean? My mother and my father raised me to be proud of my blackness. That's something that was taught to me at a very early age. And here it is. I bounced back from an injury that ended my NBA career, built a multi-million dollar business out of my mom's house, and I'm afraid to even show that this is me, you know what I'm saying? And I had instances where customers would call, you know, entrepreneur, you're in the beginning, you're wearing all the hats, I'm doing customer service. A customer was like, you sound like you black. And I was like, I am. They immediately asked for a refund. I had experiences where there were people wanting to invest in Active Faith and would write in, go back and forth over email. We would set up an in-person meeting, and I'll never forget, like, walking into that room and seeing the looks on their faces, like, oh, damn, he's black. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw it in their faces, and all of a sudden, those conversations about investing in the brand completely went quiet. You know what I mean? And so I was already having this internal struggle with who I am as a black man and how I was hiding myself from this brand. So I started having this idea, if I could build this brand for this faith-based community, can I do the same thing for my people, for black people? You know, to this day, I get emails from Active Faith customers who were going through chemotherapy, and they were saying, I felt like giving up, but I wore my Active Faith wristband, or I wore my Active Faith hoodie to chemo today, and it gave me the strength to keep fighting. That let me know that what I was building was bigger than just another apparel brand. Like, this meant something to somebody intrinsically. This was having an effect on somebody's life. And so I wanted to do that same thing for black people. And really the catalyst to me finally deciding to do it, 2018, the movie Black Panther comes out. And I remember walking out of the theater for the first time, and I just remember that feeling that I felt, man. It was unbelievable to see, like, the diaspora come together. You know what I'm saying? You saw African, black, Jamaican, whatever you were. If you were black, you felt something the first time you saw that film. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna create that brand, and I want people to have the feeling that I had walking out of the theater watching Black Panther for the first time. I want them to have that feeling when they interact with this brand. Active Faith kept me plenty busy. I moved out to LA 6 months before the pandemic shut the whole city down. And so I told myself, I'm not gonna let this time pass without birthing something new. And you know, we all witnessed the murder of George Floyd and the aftermath and everything that happened after that. And so I started to see all these brands. I saw Nike, you know, Adidas, everybody make these declarations about what they were going to do for the black community after the murder of George Floyd. And to me, it felt very performative. It felt like this was just part of their new marketing strategy, because outside of the pandemic, the stuff that's been happening to black people has been happening for centuries, for decades, and none of these brands had ever said anything. So why are y'all saying something now? And finally, that's when I decided I wasn't going to put this idea on the shelf anymore. Inc. Magazine called me to do a story on Act of Faith for Juneteenth. They were looking for a black founder to do a Juneteenth story on. And I said, I'll do the story, but I want to talk about this new thing that I'm going to launch. And so I announced it in that article, that Inc. Magazine article on Juneteenth. And on Black Friday 2020, I launched Actively Black.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.